Japanese。
阿欢，
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101。
Welcome to 3-Minute Cantonese Season 1, Lesson 7. Do you speak English? In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask and answer the question, Do you speak English in Cantonese? Here's the way to ask, Do you speak English in Cantonese?
你识唔识讲英文?
First is a pronoun meaning you.
你, 你.
Next is the verb meaning to know.
识, 识.
Next is the phrase meaning don't know.
唔识, 唔识.
Next is the verb meaning speak.
讲, 讲.
Last is the noun meaning English.
英文, 英文.
Listen again to the formal question meaning, do you speak English?
你识唔识讲英文? 你识唔识讲英文?
Now, imagine you're speaking to a stranger. Here's the formal way to ask, Excuse me, do you know English?
唔该，你识唔识英文?
First is the phrase, excuse me.
唔该，唔该。
Next is the pronoun meaning you.
你, 你。
Next is the verb meaning to know.
识, 识。
Next is the phrase meaning, don't know.
唔识, 唔识。
Last is the word meaning English.
英文, 英文。
Listen again to the formal question meaning, excuse me, do you know English?
唔该，你识唔识英文？唔该，你识唔识英文？
Now let's look at a response meaning, yes, I speak English.
识啊，我识讲英文。
First is a word meaning no.
识啊，识啊。
Next is the pronoun meaning I.
我，我。
Next is the verb meaning to know.
识。识。
Next is the verb meaning speak.
讲, 讲。
Last is the noun meaning English.
英文, 英文。
Listen again to the response meaning, yes, I speak English.
识啊，我识讲英文。识啊，我识讲英文。
Here's a response meaning, no, I don't speak English.
唔识啊，我唔识讲英文。
First is a phrase meaning not know.
唔识啊，唔识啊。
Next is the pronoun meaning I.
我，我。
Next is the phrase meaning do not know.
唔识，唔识。
Next is the verb meaning speak.
讲，讲。
Last is the noun meaning English.
英文。英文。
Listen again to the response meaning, No, I don't speak English.
唔识啊，我唔识讲英文。唔识啊，我唔识讲英文。
Now it's time for a quick cultural insight.
If your native language is not English, you can make your own question by replacing English with the name of the other language. For example, you can use 日文 for Japanese, 西班牙文 for Spanish, 德文 for German, 意大利文 for Italian.
And that's all for this lesson. Don't forget to check out the lesson notes, and we'll see you in the next lesson.
Bye-bye!
Listeners, do you know the powerful secret behind rapid progress?
Using the entire system.
Lesson notes are an important part of this system.
They include a transcript and translation of the conversation,
key lesson vocabulary,
and detailed grammar explanations.
Lesson notes accompany every audio or video lesson.
Use them on the site or mobile device, or print them out.
Using the lesson notes with audio and video media will rapidly increase your learning speed.
Go to CantoneseClass101.com and download the lesson notes for this lesson right now.